This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. The mother of Elijah McClain, who died after being violently arrested by Aurora police, is suing her former lawyer, who says she owes her almost $4 million in legal fees. Shanine McClain and Elijah McClain's father, LaWayne Mosley, received $15 million from the city of Aurora last year for Elijah's death. She had fired her first lawyer in that case, but now that lawyer, Mari Newman, is billing Shanine McClain for almost 40% of her share of the settlement legal fees. With homelessness rising, Denver Mayor Michael Hancock is trying to get unhoused people into stable homes. Denverite's Kyle Harris reports.
Denver just wrapped up the second round of its housing surge. That's what the mayor calls his 100-day plan to find homes for 400 households of people experiencing homelessness. Both rounds, the city missed its goal by a few dozen households. This time, it gave keys to 359 households made up of nearly 600 people. Funding comes from federal COVID relief money and the city's Homelessness Resolution Fund. Kyle Harris, Denverite.
Rocky Mountain National Park is reminding visitors to keep a safe distance from streams, rivers, and waterfalls because of the spring runoff. A woman from Illinois died in the park yesterday after she fell into Adams Falls. The Coloradoan reports this is the third death at Rocky Mountain National Park this year. Four deaths occurred during all of 2021. In Estes Park, it's 29 degrees. In Boulder, it's 32 degrees. And in Denver, it's 33 degrees. Snow will continue to fall across the Front Range and foothills overnight. This is CPR News.